Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized the government's vision to empower rural India by transforming villages into vibrant centers of growth and opportunity. The Prime Minister highlighted that since 2014, the government has been continuously serving rural India with the priority of providing a dignified life to the people of the villages. He added that the government has launched a campaign to ensure basic amenities in every village. The Prime Minister made these remarks while addressing the gathering after inaugurating the six-day Grameen Bharat Mahotsav, which is being held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Mr. Modi said that the launch of the PM Janman Yojana for the development of tribal areas is ensuring equal rights for regions that were deprived of development for decades. He remarked that over the past 10 years, his government has corrected many mistakes of previous governments. He emphasized that the government is moving forward with the mantra of national development through rural development. Mr. Modi said that as a result of these efforts, 25 crore people have been lifted out of poverty, with the majority being from rural areas. He also mentioned a recent study by the State Bank of India, which revealed that rural poverty in India has decreased from approximately 26% in 2012 to less than 5% in 2024. Addressing the event, Finance Minister Sitharaman said that several schemes are being implemented for the welfare and economic empowerment of the poor, farmers, youth and women. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the government will bear the cost of transportation and storage to bridge the price gap between producing and consuming states. During a review meeting with the agriculture ministers of the states and union territories in New Delhi today, Mr. Chauhan informed that this year, the growth rate of the agriculture sector and allied sectors is likely to be between 3.5 and 4%. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today urged children not to take stress during exams and to be passionate about life. Interacting with children at the Exam Warriors Art Festival hosted by NDMC in Delhi, Mr. Vaishnav emphasized that actors and sportspersons perform well because they are passionate about their work. Around 5,000 children from various schools participated in the Exam Warriors Art Festival. In a video message, Prime Minister Modi said that stress generally emanates not from exams, but from ambitions and expectations. He told students that there are endless avenues and multiple options for them going forward. BJP has fielded former party MP Parvesh Verma from New Delhi Assembly seat against AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal, while party leader Ramesh Bidhuri will fire from Kalkaji seat against Delhi Chief Minister Atishay. The party today released its first list of 29 candidates for Delhi Assembly polls. Former Delhi BJP Chief Satish Upadhyay will fight from Malviya Nagar Assembly seat and former AAP leader Kailash Gehlot, who has recently joined the BJP, will contest from Bijwasan seat. Arvinder Singh Lovely will be the BJP candidate from Gandhinagar seat and BJP leader Manjinder Singh Sirsa has been given ticket from Rajouri Garden Assembly constituency. Vijender Gupta will try his political fate from Rohini Assembly seat. Senior scientist and one of the key architects of India's nuclear program, Dr. Raj Gopal Chidambaram, passed away in the early hours today at a hospital in Mumbai. He was 88 and had been unwell for several days. Dr. Chidambaram played a pivotal role in shaping India's nuclear weapons program. Prime Minister Modi expressed condolences on the demise of senior scientist Dr. Raj Gopal Chidambaram today. The movement of several trains has been affected as dense fog has engulfed the northern region of the country, causing low visibility. According to Indian Railways, nearly 40 Delhi-bound trains have been delayed by up to 5 hours. In Indian Super League football, the match between Orissa FC and FC Goa is underway at the Kalinga Stadium in Bhubaneswar. At half-time, Goa was leading 2-1. In the second match of the day, Jamshedpur FC will lock horns with Bengaluru FC at GRD Tata Sports Complex in Jamshedpur at 7:30 this evening. And in cricket, India were 141 for 6 in their second innings against Australia at Stumps on day 2 of the decisive 5th and final test match of a BG Trophy in Sydney. And that is the end of this news bulletin.